This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I haven't really gone into too many details. I've talked about some individual things that were happening, some focus things. But the World Economic Forum people have been at it again. People treat them like genius masterminds pulling the world strings. But their Davos conclave was basically a bunch of dweezels tugging something of their own. At least in the movies, the Bond villains that seek that world domination are actually interesting dudes with attractive women all around them. These folks look like glorified assistant deputy regional managers surrounded by women who look like those divorced elementary school teachers who try to make their students celebrate Kwanzaa. A bunch of goose-stepping sports writers and others were outraged by the NHL hockey guy Ivan Provorov refusing to wear a rainbow jersey for religious reasons. And I disagree with him. I think he should simply have said, "I don't feel like it," and then told him to kiss his Schumer. The good news is that we're winning. You know, if I were to have my freedom stripped from me and be subjected to an endless future of oppression and beetle eating, I need a more potent and terrifying enemy than these World Economic Forum dorks. They just gathered again in Davos, surrounded by battalions of security packing the kind of guns they don't want you to have, sounding off to each other when not drowned out by the engine noise of the fleets of private jets these very, very socially conscious people take to fly in and hector us about global warming. And remember, your ability to have a truck is killing the planet. Here's a dirty bus that does not let go where you want to go, and which has a drooling hobo asleep across the seats. And no steak for you. Have some roach. At least Blofeld packed a stolen nuke or a laser or something to threaten the world with. These Nimrods, they have speeches and nagging. And weirdly, a lot of people seem eager to comply instead of slapping these petty fascists silly. And the best part was Brian the Potato Stelter, who's still not only a potato, but who apparently still exists for some reason. He held a panel discussion on disinformation. And while he is a certifiable expert, he had on a U.S. representative, a Democrat, and some German woman, who was very, very eager for the world to move on beyond that vulgar American notion of free speech. The congressman said nothing when she wistfully explained about how Americans are too able to say unapproved things. And that is because, like all Democrats, the Congress jerk yearns to command us regarding what we can and cannot say. Total control, if you will. Now, if you own what the left insists on calling an assault rifle, and if you don't already own one of those, you should. Part of the reason is to prevent people like the Teutonic tyrant from sending people with guns to shut you up and drag you away. Now, here's the thing. If there was a comprehensive one-world government determined to restrict your right to speak freely, it is game on. Not when there are minor impositions on free speech. There's always going to be tension. Not where there's the ability to challenge restrictions in court or in the legislature. Just when there's no recourse to protect your rights through politics and process. And this is what the WEF is all about. Insulating the power of the elites to control your life and liberty, and of course your money, from the institutions and processes that are supposed to protect your rights. They do not want you voting in the wrong people. So an international bureaucracy must make all the decisions. The legislatures? Nah, figureheads. The courts? They'll control those. Look at the EU. The citizens of the EU, really subjects, literally have no say in the most basic decisions of governance, decisions that were the whole point of democracy. The powerful simply take those issues and place them beyond debate. Immigration, war, economics, off the table. You have no say. They want to do that for free speech as well. Desperately. And the Democrats would do that in a heartbeat if they could. Why do you think they are so obsessed with disarming you? Do you think it's because they want to help you or themselves? It was very nice to see Ivan Provorov refuse to bow down at the altar of the woke and to watch the outraged leftist masses freak out because he refused to conform. And he gave a reason, his Russian Orthodox faith, which that was an error. He doesn't owe anybody an explanation. If he doesn't want to show solidarity with whatever the pride flag du jour represents, I'm good with it. Cool. It's getting really tiresome how these people keep trying to insist that everyone not merely tolerate, but embrace. I will embrace what I want, and I will not embrace anything I don't. And if I don't, that's my business. Now get out of my face, or I will get you out of my face. And this good, militants in the name of personal autonomy is exactly what we need. For too long, these glass-jawed dictators went along without a challenge. And we were tolerant and polite, and suddenly we were orderly. We were ordered to comply. But these jerks are not in my chain of command or in yours. They need to kiss off. So way to go, Ivan. Or Ivan, I'm sorry. Let's pronounce it the way he's Russian. Taking our country back will take time. Rome wasn't turned into a perverted hellhole of degeneracy and socialism in a day. It has to start somewhere, and it has started in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis is remaking the board of trustees at a state college so pinko that the pronouns he, her were outlawed, probably. Glenn Youngkin is doing his thing, too, at 17 high schools in rich Fairfax County. In the name of diversity, the administrators hid from the kids that they had won national merit scholar status, a key to admissions and scholarships. The idea was to ensure equity, which means the kids who work so hard get shafted so the dummies did not feel bad about their dumbness. And the smart kids were 75% Asian. Ironically, we finally actually found some white people, the leftists, all of them, who are opposing Asian Americans. And Virginia is investigating, and it looks like there will be a lawsuit. That's good. But how about some criminal charges? You know, when they cry racism all the time. Well, when we find real racism, we need to go after it. It's a crime. But that anyone in power even cares and is acting is a win. There are a lot more fights we must win, but it all had to start somewhere. They don't like you because you have made a self-determination, and you should not be allowed to make a self-determination. And for that reason, they don't like you. So you need to bear that in mind. Every time you hear about the World Economic Forum or everything else, just realize that it is for what it is. If you want to see what kind of a world that would look like, go look at the movie Equilibrium with Christian Bale. Go watch that. A lot of the same tenets are in place. They've gone after the kids. The kids turn in the parents, you know, all kinds of other things. Everybody's taking what is referred to as the dose. And this is to keep everybody docile. Everybody looks alike. Everybody dresses alike. Nobody feels anything. World Economic Forum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I shudder for the people of California for lots of reasons. Also for the reason of the people that you keep reelecting over and over and over again. You're reelecting a bunch of idiots. You really are. In the last week, you've had some Asian-on-Asian violence, and there'll be the reasons that come out and everything else, and we'll find out all about it. It's actually been done. It is nothing stereotypical about it. I mean, it's, you know, 67-year-old man, 72-year-old man, nearly unheard of. As a matter of fact, I would say it's never been heard of, except till now. So we'll wait and see what happens, and we'll wait and see what the details are, because we don't know what they are. I'm willing to do that before I say, well, this should happen, this should. A lot of this stuff happened because nobody was able to be armed in order to repel the attack. Because I fail to understand where a dance studio where a bunch of adults are should be a sensitive place. That's just me. Yeah. Then we get this coming out of the woodwork. California Congresswoman Judy Chu, representing the state's 28th congressional district, reportedly called for universal background checks in the wake of Saturday night's tragic mass shooting in Monterey Park, telling CBS News it should have passed a long time ago. I feel your anguish, lady. But Alan Gottlieb noted that in California, that has been the law for quite some time. The gun allegedly used in the horrible attack is already illegal in the state. Yep, Representative Chu is making statements suggesting her state needs more gun control when it is clear the laws she wants are already on the books and they did not prevent the tragedy at Monterey Park. She was also quoted in the news reports demanding to know, why do we have so many guns in this country and even more on the horizon? It's not right. Other countries don't operate this way and we should not either. For a member of Congress to make that kind of a remark is astonishing. She swore an oath to uphold the Constitution when she took office. I wonder if she actually is aware of the Bill of Rights. Now, Gottlieb correctly points out that California has adopted some of the strictest gun control laws in the country. 72-year-old alleged gunman ignored all of them, along with the statute against murder. If this crime demonstrates anything, it's not that the Golden State needs more restrictive gun control law, because I don't know how they get it. I don't know how they, unless they just go ahead and say, guns are banned in California. That's the only next step they can go to. Instead, they need to take a hard look at the laws already in place to determine why anyone would think that any of those laws actually are going to prevent a determined individual from committing any sort of mass mayhem. Gottlieb also noted that there are millions of law-abiding gun owners in California who didn't hurt anybody. And Representative Chu ignored the fact that many of those gun owners have defended themselves and their families from violent criminals. And still, the first reaction from too many public officials is to penalize them for a crime that they didn't commit. And I sympathize with the people of Monterey Park. But when you ask for gun laws that already exist and fail to prevent this crime, that amounts to running in circles. And that's not exactly progressive, progressives. Now, let's segue, because she wasn't the only one that got out there. Martin Luther King, of course, we just had MLK Day. He was actually a man of peace. He understood the utility of guns. He understood the true cultural revolutions happen when men come to understand and accept one another, not when one side crushes the other one under the boot of force. He faced down violent opposition with peaceful demonstrations. And despite his untimely death, he was victorious. He was right. And everywhere in the United States, there's evidence that his teachings are still prevalent today. But Joe Biden didn't learn anything from that, so he decided to take this day to threaten his fellow citizens. He spoke at the National Action Network's annual Martin Luther King breakfast, and he said, "I love my right-wing friends who talk about the tree of liberty and the water. You know, you have to water it with the blood of patriots. If you need to work about take it on the federal government, you need some F-15s. You don't need an AR-15. This is another classless speech from that down-to-earth guy from Scranton. And at least he didn't threaten us with nukes this time. And now we know the new rules, because a mean tweet, that was a valid cause to, you know, remove a chief executive twice. Strutting around like a bully in a neighborhood bar and threatening to target Americans with hellfire missiles is a sign that the adults are back in charge. Have you got that? And this tells us a couple things about Joe. The first is that he actually lacks any sort of moral character, not a surprise. Only a person of poor character goes so quickly to threats of violence in lieu of rational debate. And apparently violence is not his means of last resort, it's his first. And his threat also tells us that he is historically illiterate. Only a person with no understanding of history would make that sort of an idiotic claim. He has no understanding of how wars are won or lost. The winners of wars are not those with the most military might. The winner is the side with the most determination. War ends when one opponent's will to fight collapses. The application of force serves to soften the will, but the stronger of the two opponents doesn't always win. North Vietnam beat our vastly superior forces. You know, history is replete with that, those sort of victories. Is there any technical ability of 2.1 million soldiers, military, to put down a 332 million citizen population armed with about 500 million guns? And there's a non-technical way to analyze this hypothetical AR-15 wielding citizens challenging an F-15 equipped military. How many of the F-15s do the Taliban have? Do they have tanks and helicopters and artillery? Do they have anything that couldn't be carried on the back of a pickup truck? What chance did the Taliban's estimated 80,000 soldiers have against the awesome power of our 2.1 million soldiers? And yet our bully in the Oval Office surrendered and ran. He left $8 billion worth of stuff behind. Does the most experienced president in history know what he's talking about, or is all of this BS and bluster from a little man with a poor character trying to feel superior by threatening you? His own people. I leave that decision for you to make. As far as I'm concerned, dude doesn't know what he's talking about. Just like all these leftists that threaten violence on you, they have no idea what they're asking for. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA News Update. The five former Memphis police officers involved in the violent arrest of Tyre Nichols are facing murder charges.
Second-degree murder, aggravated assault, aggravated kidnapping, official misconduct through unauthorized exercise of power.
Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy. Nichols, a black man, died in the hospital days after a January 7th traffic stop involving the police officers, who are also black. Former presidents and vice presidents are being asked by the National Archives to check for any classified material they may have. This comes after classified documents were found in the homes of former President Trump, former Vice President Pence, and President Biden over the last year. CNN reports a letter was sent to former presidents and vice presidents from the last six presidential administrations. Stranger Things, the most streamed TV show last year. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. When Donald Trump was president, he was excoriated for saying Mexico was not sending their best on that illegal alien front. And, of course, he was right again after all. Because we saw the local talent coming in to New York from the migrant buses out of Texas, and according to Jen Binder at Breitbart News, four border crossers bused from Texas to New York City were arrested this month after allegedly stealing nearly $12,500 worth of merchandise from a Macy's department store. On Monday, the Nassau County Police Department in Long Island, New York, announced the arrest of 19-year-old Roland Cabezas Meza, 30-year-old Jose Garcia Escobar, 21-year-old Miguel Angel Rojas, and 27-year-old Rafael Rojas for allegedly shoplifting at Macy's. All of the men are newly arrived border crossers who were bused from Texas to New York City as part of Governor Abbott's plan to send migrant buses to sanctuary jurisdictions. In total, nearly $12,500 worth of merchandise was recovered from the four border crossers. Escobar and Rojas were subsequently released from jail without bail. It is unclear if Meza and Angel Rojas remain in jail on bail. According to the New York Post, Meza crossed the United States-Mexico border on July 4th, 2022, while the others arrived at the border months later in September. All were put on buses by the state of Texas and relocated to New York City. Angel Rojas and Rafael Rojas, the Post reports, have been living rent-free at the Westin Hotel in Manhattan, which pretty well tells us where this migrant surge is going. There's a big second chance in America brought on by Joe Biden's open borders with free housing, food, medical care, and legal services on prime land in New York City plus free transport to it from Texas, and their first move was to go smash and grab a Macy's department store for a five-figure payout, which they likely would have gotten away with were it not for the fourth-world driving habits of the gang's getaway driver, which led to the fateful traffic stop on Long Island. This tells us a lot about what kind of people are rolling in. They're unvetted and fully enabled in Joe Biden's open border surge. One of the reports cited South America as a place of origin for the thugs where they toiled as gang members. South America's got a lot of those, and apparently many have taken advantage of the border surge. And it would make sense that they did, given that they can't get into the states in a legal way. And open border to them is an absolute siren song, given the pickings available once in, plus all the free stuff. And imagine the scornful laughter at such luck in those circles. It's also noteworthy that they got in as processed immigrants. These were not getaways. They came into the states illegally, waited in line for the Border Patrol to pick them up at a crossing, and then got processed, said the magic word asylum to get entry, just as the BGOs told them, and once in, proceeded with the robbery business as usual. You can bet that these guys aren't the only ones committing crimes against Americans now that Joe's let them in. And you can also bet there's going to be a lot more of them. According to a July 22 report from Fox News, the number of crimes committed by illegal immigrants in the United States surged in fiscal year 2021 after declining in years before that. Homicides, assaults, incidents of domestic violence, illegal weapons possession, and sexual offenses committed by illegal aliens all increased dramatically in fiscal year 2021 compared to fiscal year 2020. Data from U.S. Customs Border Protection shows illegal immigrants committed 1,178 assault and domestic violence crimes in 2021. That represents a more than 400% increase from 208 in 2020. 60 homicide or manslaughter convictions were attributed to illegal immigrants in 2021, a 1,900% increase from the previous year. It's almost as if the domestic crime wave brought on by leftist district attorneys isn't enough for Joe Biden. He wants to import more crime to the states from Latin America, which sports the most impressive thugs in the hemisphere. And according to the New York Post, there are a lot of them, and they're arriving now in record highs. And we get this. Federal officials tallied more than 250,000 migrant encounters at the U.S.-Mexico border last month, the highest monthly total ever recorded, according to a quiet Friday night data dump from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. The 251,487 illegal entry encounters at the southern border in December passed the 179,253 in December 2021. 73,994 in December 2020. Numbers even greater than the peak of 2022's historic year when migrant encounters hit 241,136 in May at the start of the typically busier summer months. Now, the leftists are going to argue all of these people aren't criminals. But that doesn't explain the kind of crime that's starting to roll in as a result of the Biden migrant wave. A thug is naturally going to be drawn to an open border in a way a law-abiding person abroad would be hesitant to be. The denials about migrant crime, which are bound to, you're going to hear more of this, also doesn't address the fact that even if an illegal migrant is not a career criminal, he would have to have associates who were in order to pay the crossing fees to cartel gangs who control the border crossings. Do you know any people that could handle that, you know? Normal people don't. But the criminal class, which thrives with a certain class of largely lawless people, does. And, you know, the reports of migrant behavior at the free hotels, which includes drinking and fighting, wasting food, turning tricks, and having sex in public, pretty well suggest that the criminal element, well, they have moved in. And now the migrant surge is on, and so is Joe's imported crime surge. And he can pat himself on the back for this one because his take-all-comers open border policy is pretty well going to victimize everybody now. Criminals are naturally attracted to easy things. An open border is an easy thing. In Latin America, where, I mean, it, you know, corruption and everything else is a big deal. But in Latin America, the only way for a criminal to stop being a criminal is to be killed. And they don't have George Soros appointed DAs in Latin America. So, if they get into that system, well, they're going somewhere a little less nice than the Westin Hotel. So the open border crime surge has begun. And this is all brought to you courtesy of the government. Yeah, they're all in. They are all in on you getting hurt, on crime against you, on your death. Because they will climb up on your dead shoulders. And they will claim that they should have had something in place to protect you, when they could have just let you have your own protection. And stop trying to chase the police away. And stop trying to bring in the criminals. But that's not what's happening right now. Everybody is down when it comes to cops. Crime is going up. And everywhere where they're trying to restrict guns, crime is going up with two capital letters. And it will be worse and worse and worse and worse as we go. As we go. So, that's, this is where we get here and we get to this point where I say to you, with all due sobriety, that your government has failed you. Government is supposed to do things and put things in place to provide for the safety of the citizenry. They're not doing it right now. In fact, they're doing the exact opposite because they want you to run to them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW. Need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie. It works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I sit back, and with each and every passing day, I realize that the progressives who they have a couple things in mind. First, they want complete and total control of you, and they've come up with this formula, the thing I call the template. And they pursue all of their crises because there's always crises going on. Now, right now, there's a gun violence epidemic, right? There's also a climate change emergency going on. For more than a decade, for example, we've been warned that we would have snowless winters. why haven't those warnings come true? I bet people in California, Utah, and Buffalo are tired of shoveling that global warming. And the answer is that the warnings were always made up to indoctrinate and scare us. They were never based on anything that was could be considered objectively to be scientific data. They're made up as the warnings of an ice age in the 1970s and all the warnings from the UN that we only had 10 years left to solve the problem. I'm looking at here's a picture of an opinion piece where there's a snow slope that has very little snow on it, and the title of the article, The End of Snow. The purpose of all of this, is to scare you into transferring money, power, and freedom to the government and having the government hand out money to people pushing their lies. It's all about greed. Al Gore and the other green pushers have achieved great wealth off of their fear-mongering. His dire predictions have been 100% wrong. Why is he still raking in money when he lies so much? I'll give you another comparison for some of you. Some of you are not going to like this. Why does Rob Pink, and you heard me talk, we talked about this in Thank Game Fire, me and Lee Williams. I think, me personally, that Rob Pincus is angling to get a job amongst the gun grabbers as the token gun guy. He will claim that he's pro-Second Amendment, but he's in there to try to temper the things they're trying to do because they simply don't understand the realities of things. And then he gets out there and he agrees with the president about firing a warning shot. I don't know about you, but I have never, ever been trained or taught or told that if I think that I can make somebody run away, just pull out my gun and show it to them. I've actually known people that thought they were going to do that, and they ended up getting shot. But here's some other samples of the dire warnings of the snowless winters. In 2000, a warming scientist from East Anglia, Dr. David Viner, went out on a limb and they said there would soon be no more snow in England. 10 years later, the opposite has proven true. England and Western Europe have had three very cold winters in a row, and the UK is now experiencing its coldest December since records were kept. For 20 years, global warming alarmists warned snow would vanish. Children just aren't going to know what snow is. But in the northeastern U.S., there's been a, 29 major impact northeast winter storms, with no previous 10-year period with more than 10 storms. Meanwhile, ski resorts in the Alps open a month early. In December 2021, the Washington Post tried to scare everyone that snow may vanish in the West. Why does anyone pay attention to the Post, as their dire warnings have been wrong for 100 years? They are essentially a lobbyist for radical leftist policies to remake, destroy America. And we get this. Meanwhile, there's some actual scientific data, not predictions. 30 feet of snow. That much has fallen in some places in California. Snow blankets huge swaths of the state. Around Lake Tahoe, some measuring sites have recorded 300 or even 400% of the median amount compared to data going back to 1991. In the Rocky Mountains of Colorado and Utah, snowfall is up to 200% above average along the Continental Divide in Colorado. In Park City, Utah, there have been 299 inches so far this winter season. And here's the brilliant vice president speaking about water issues in California. And this is her, verbatim. This is why I so enjoy Kamala. We're going to have days, and sometimes there will be days, with immense water of rains and storms and flooding, and at the same time we're at a state that has experienced for generations droughts. And we must therefore understand that the issue that are present in the climate crisis are varied, and it requires us to be present and to be in front of each of the iterations and variations that include extreme weather that produces a lot of water and extreme weather that produces drought. She should be called a climate change denier because she said exactly what those falsely accused of being deniers say, that the climate varies. California could actually do something about that rainwater. They could actually catch it. They could catch it and store it. But they don't. But sometimes it rains, sometimes it doesn't. The climate is and always has been cyclical. And wouldn't it be fun to ask Harris or Biden or Gore or Kerry or Gates or any other green pusher to show the link between oil and coal consumption and temperature? This would confuse them because there is none. And, of course, the compliant and complicit media will never ask the questions because they don't care. The lies, which are the false dire predictions, used to destroy companies that produce reasonably priced and reliable energy are endless. We will one day be clean energy driven when the technology matures, when somebody comes out and actually makes it viable. And the key to this is not to sit around and take everything from everybody. It's to get in there and work and figure out how to do that. Why aren't other members of Congress held to account for the massive harm they're doing to the poor, middle class, and small business with all these high prices and seeking to force them to buy high-priced vehicles based on a theory instead of any sort of actual science? Why is Nancy Pelosi trusted to make energy policy when in 2008 she didn't seem to know that natural gas came out of the ground and is an oil product? And here's something verbatim from Nancy. I'm investing in something I believe in. I believe in natural gas as a clean, cheap alternative to fossil fuel. These investments in wind and solar and biofuels and focus on natural gas, these are the real alternatives. Well, she's right, but natural gas is a fossil fuel, you dimwit. And maybe the Republicans can stop this fraud before it's too late, and they would actually, if they would actually do that, you can't imagine what would happen. If somebody was actually getting into Congress and actually perform, it would be great. Now, Russia and China and Iran would love for us to collapse from within. But if we don't, they will gladly attack us with their gasoline-powered military equipment, which they're never going to give it up. And that's the thing. We're out here doing all this virtue signaling. Well, all of our attack vehicles very shortly will be electric. All of our jet planes will be electric. Our military, our Navy's going to be electric. Everything's going to be electric. We can't power the grid as it is. So, I mean, what does this do? I mean, I drive a Ford F-150, and Ford makes something called the Lightning, which is an interesting vehicle in that you pop the hood and it's just a trunk. There's nothing underneath the hood. And it's probably very lightweight and all these other things. I don't know. But, during this last cold snap, a lot of Teslas would not charge because batteries, lithium batteries, do not do well in the cold. They just don't. What are you going to do if, first of all, you can't force technology? Technology, if we could force technology, let's force warp drive and let's just get off the rock and go somewhere nicer. If you could actually force technology. I mean, it's the same thing we see with smart guns. Everybody wants to have smart guns. The technology is just not there. It's not reliable. It's not good. It's not something we consider. Some things just need to rely completely and totally on the input from the human. Because at the end of the day, I kind of think we're all better than any AI could possibly be. We don't have artificial intelligence. We have genuine intelligence. And we can figure our way out of a lot of things. But right now, you got a lot of people trying to force you into another sort of hole that doesn't match your peg. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Whip. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.